One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I had said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thanks for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I am your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, downtown San Francisco, California. This is the only nationally syndicated show where we talk about video games instead of sports. I say that because I am on all these sports talk networks, not just Sports Byline, but also on SB Nation, and also the Dan Patrick channel on Sirius XM. That's channel 211. Go there as well. Lots of ways of listening to the program. So you can go to our website at sportsbyline.com. Click listen live. If you'd like to email me, it's rick@sportsbyline.com. And I bring that up because there's a cheat code we do at the end of the show. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline there. And also, if you want to win the game that I'll give away at 40 after, you can put your guess in at rick@sportsbyline.com as well. So there it is. I'll give away a brand new game today. It is Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3. Whoop, whoop. I got to talk about that because I have that. And got an advanced copy, Vault Edition. Check that out. Also, we'll check in at 9:25. With Call of Duty Endowment again, and they have raised millions and helped thousands and thousands of veterans get jobs, and not just menial jobs, but real good-paying, great careers as well. So it's always great to check in with the foundation. Other ways of listening to the show, the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app. You can go to CRN Digital Plus 2. That's the cable radio network, channel 2 on your cable provider. We're there 24/7. And speaking of Call of Duty Endowment, helping vets, we are on the American Forces Radio Network, proud and privileged, 500 outlets, 177 countries, ships at sea, AWACS overhead. If you're in the military, you're doing a great job. Stay safe. Come home soon, especially on a Veterans Day weekend. We want to make sure we salute everybody out there, including the enlisted men and women that never get saluted and do all the hard work. All right, we have an hour. We're going to do it next. Come on back. I'm Rick Tittle. This is the Video Game Review.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738. 1738.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to RipGripPro.com. That's RipGripPro.com.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
The Video Game Review.
Then thank you for that, and welcome to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you. Lines are available at 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Questions, comments, or concerns in the video game world, we are here for you. Coming up in the next segment, we'll check in with Dan Goldenberg from the Call of Duty Endowment, former Navy captain, and does so much to help our veterans, and you can help too. We'll get into Modern Warfare 3, no doubt, in the show, and you buy their special pack, you get some cool little perks in the game, and the our veterans get help. All right. Something that was a headline over the weekend is that, and normally I don't talk about video game movies because I'd rather talk about the actual games, but we got news that we're going to be having a Legend of Zelda game. I'm sorry, Legend Live Radio. A Legend of Zelda live action movie. That's right, not animated. And if you told me, oh, they're going to do an animated movie, I'd be like, yeah. What would you do, Rick? I'd be like, but it's Shigeru Miyamoto himself who said, I have been working on the live-action film of The Legend of Zelda for many years now. He said that on Twitter, or X, whatever you want to call it. It'll never be called X. Are you ever going to refer to it? Hey, check out my X. He continues, we have now officially started the development of the film with Nintendo itself heavily involved in the production. It will take time until its completion, but I hope you look forward to seeing it. So that put everybody's antenna up. Who's doing it? Who's working on it? Avi Arad, the veteran film producer who's worked on a lot of comic book movie franchises. He's worked on various Spider-Man films, Iron Man, X-Men movies. He will co-produce the live-action Zelda with Miyamoto.
And so Miyamoto, of course, is going to point out things here or there. You want him involved, obviously. But the first Zelda game, of course, on the NES in 1986, it was Link. And he had to defeat Ganon, who kind of looked like a pig, to rescue Zelda, the princess of Hyrule. And the original game has been followed by at least 20 newer versions and spinoffs over the past 38 years. The most recent, of course, was Tears of the Kingdom, which came out in the spring. And Maze Runner director Wes Ball is tapped to direct the movie. This was according to a news release this week as well. And as we know, Mr. Miyamoto has developed an abundance of Nintendo's iconic video game franchises since the late 70s. In addition to Zelda, Miyamoto is the man who created both the Donkey Kong and the Mario Brothers franchises. So, yeah, he is the George Washington, the Adam and Eve, I don't know what you want to call him. He is the guy when it comes to Nintendo. And just think, Zelda, Donkey Kong, Mario Brothers, all those things. He also was the producer on the Mario Brothers movie. That was the of course, the movie that came out this summer, and it got past $1 billion. 10 animated films have got past a billion, and that is one of them, and is the highest grossing video game movie of all time. So I thought I'd throw that in. That's pretty darn cool, if you like. Also, I saw something else come up. People were asking me about this. It was reported on the Associated Press from the horrific battles between Israel and Hamas. There was a scene of a bombing that went through the news cycle, and it was actually from a video game called Squad, and it's from the trailer of a game called Squad, which is a first-person shooter that came out last December. This is not the first time we've seen this. When the war in Ukraine started, there were a couple of videos from Arma 3 that were shared as videos from the war. And the only reason you would think people would do this is because they have an agenda one way or the other. And it has nothing to do with taking sides. It's just the epitome of fake news. But it's not video games' faults. I just thought I'd throw that in there as well. It's not the fault of video game developers that people take it like this. We also saw, which I think is interesting this week, that Sony has released or debuted, or as the kids would say, dropped, another batch of some really good game soundtracks onto Spotify. And they've added Gravity Rush, Shadow of the Colossus, Wild Arms, and Polo Croy have all been added now as well. And as someone who loves video game soundtracks, like me, there's nothing that can detract from that. And that's really just adds to the already discography that's free to stream, like Bloodborne and Last Guardian and Destiny, Elden Ring, Silent Hill, Final Fantasy. They've all been there as well. And when Dark Cloud came out on the PS2, and I'm a big fan of Dark Cloud, I wanted to get the soundtrack, and the soundtrack was available on eBay, and it was from a Tokyo Symphony. I don't know if it was the Tokyo Philharmonic. I don't know one way or the other who it was, but I ordered it. Everything was in Japanese, and I played the hell out of that CD. That was a good CD. But some of the great music, like if you think about with the original, the Orange Box, which had Team Fortress 2 and Half-Life Episode 2, 1 and 2, and then, of course, Portal. The song of the year was at the end of that game. You know, this was a triumph, Aperture Science. Do you remember that? I'm not saying it right. But still, you know, anytime you can add on to these sound free soundtracks, I'll definitely take it, and I'll definitely be on board with all that stuff. So, and this the thing is, this wasn't even announced. This actually somebody picked it up and spotted. But right now, if you want to check in, apparently there are 2,710 songs from the video game world on Spotify, which is the equivalent of 135 hours of video game music on Spotify. So this isn't a commercial for Spotify, even though it sounds like it, because you probably would want to get in and check that out as well. Finding out, it was kind of interesting that Todd Howard, the lead designer of Bethesda, saying that he only revealed Elder Scrolls 6 because the fans had pitchforks and torches out for him. And yes, they are making Elder Scrolls 6, but it's going to take years and years and years. And he said the company took years of hits for not talking about Elder Scrolls 6. I mean, years of hits. But everyone got the pitchforks and torches out. And what got me to say yes is we're doing it. It's like, I promise you, it's for real. It will happen. And that's kind of like how they handled the release of Fallout 4 back in 2015, because they announced it in 2015, and then we had to wait and wait and wait, obviously. But, you know, if you think about Baldur's Gate 3 and how well that's going right now, it's going to take a long time. And I don't mind, as much as we want these things right now, it's not like going into a restaurant. You know, you have to wait for it to marinate. You have to wait for it to get just perfect. All right, when we come back from the break, we'll check in with the Call of Duty Foundation and how a video game helps our veterans. Come on back on Sports Byline.
Do you have Medicare, and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty.
Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to Sports Byline USA, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's always a pleasure when we bring in Dan Goldenberg from the Call of Duty Endowment. They have helped our brave men and women in uniform and out of uniform over the years, and it's timely because Modern Warfare 3 is here, and also we are at Veterans Day as well. Dan, it's kind of a nice little, I don't want to call it a coincidence, but both of these things, you know, coinciding at the same time, huh?
For having me back. It's so wonderful to be here. Yeah, look, it's Veterans Month, and, you know, with Modern Warfare 3 launching on Friday, which is the day Veterans Day is observed, even though it's 11-11 a Saturday, it's totally appropriate. And, you know, unfortunately, the need for vets to find high quality jobs hasn't abated at all. We're still looking at a 60% underemployment rate, and you know, we're here. We're here to support vets. We couldn't do it without the support we get from the Call of Duty community and Activision Blizzard. And you know, if vets reach out to us, they're three times more likely to land a high quality job. We get them resume help and interview help. They're three times more likely to land that great job. And we always provide that for free. Veterans should never, ever pay for those services.
And I should just let everybody know, if they don't know about Call of Duty Endowment, in the last about 15 years, over 125,000 veterans placed in jobs. And these aren't dishwashing, ditch-digging jobs. These are real jobs. Average starting salary is $70,000-plus. What is it, too, about veterans that, you know, they're sort of taught to be self-sufficient and resilient, and they think, I don't need your help. I can do this on my own. They have to sort of kind of get past that sometimes, huh?
Absolutely. You know, you take a warrior who's coming out of the service. They have every reason to be confident, but something happens when they hit the point of transition, and they seem to lose that confidence. And at the same point, they seem sometimes they're just too proud to ask for help. And you know, it's help, by and large, from fellow vets who are in these organizations we fund who will help them. But they've got to get over that. It's not weakness to ask for help. It's strength. And there's a lot of people here who want to help you land the good fit job. But you got to get over that. You've got to make the ask. You know, go to callofdutyendowment.org and click on our veteran support tab. We'll route you to one of our grantees who provides incredible service for free. But you got to take the first step.
I think what's cool too is, and I've spent a lot of time in the UK, and obviously Call of Duty is a worldwide, entity, and our allies in England and Scotland, Ireland, Northern Ireland, they are some of our closest allies. You guys are working with their organizations too, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. We've helped place more than 3,000 vets in the UK into jobs. There are two amazing organizations we fund over there, the Forces Employment Charity and Walking with the Wounded. They both do incredible jobs. Walking with the Wounded tends to focus more on vets who have high barriers to employment, either physical or mental health barriers, whereas the Forces Employment Charity, used to be called RFEA, they rebranded about a year ago, works with everybody. And they're both outstanding. You know, they've we need to do everything we can to support the veterans who serve their country, and we're doing it both in the U.S. and the U.K.
What is maybe, Dan, one of your favorite stories of, helping somebody and them, you know, pulling themselves up and getting back to respectability and success?
Yeah, well, you know, we hear all the time, especially from combat arms folks, you know, infantry, hey, I'm just a door kicker. What use are there going to be for my skills? And when we can prove them wrong, that's one of my favorite moments. Mm-hmm. Because the bottom line is, if you're an E4 getting out of the military and you're in the infantry, you actually have a host of skills that are valued, both soft skills and hard skills that are valued by the commercial sector. So I can think of an E4 who got out medically. He was wounded and he couldn't continue. He wanted a whole career in the Army, but he couldn't pursue it. But we determined he had a passion for computers. We got him the certifications and training he needed. He got hired. And in 6 months, he was running a whole team because, not surprisingly, his leadership skills as an infantryman who had been leading a fire team, came to the forefront, and his work ethic and everything else. And he's now in a position today where he's hiring other veterans. So that's like, you know, the ideal situation for us.
You think about how much it costs for other organizations and the U.S. government to try to place some of these veterans and jobs. You guys do it at a much more economical approach, don't you?
Yeah. So here's the crazy thing. So the U.S. government, the whole U.S. government, spends about $300 billion, that's billion with a B, on veterans. Less than 0.1% of that goes to employment, even though it's the number one thing veterans ask for is employment help. Mm. Kind of crazy. At the same time, the government programs from the Department of Labor that do this are 13 times more expensive with worse results than the work our grantees do. So for last year, for $618, on average, we were able to place a vet into a higher quality job than the government's efforts. So, it's just kind of crazy. I mean, the place to go for sure for high quality help is with our grantees, not the government programs, unfortunately. They're not bad. They're not harmful. They're just not sufficient.
Activision Blizzard, obviously, and the CEO, Bobby Kotick, who helped co-found it, they throw a lot of money at you guys, but you also do a lot of grant writing, and it's not just the game, right?
Yeah. So, well, first of all, every cent we raise, every single cent, goes directly to putting vets in jobs. Activision Blizzard covers all of our operating costs, so we're one of the few charities in the United States that can say that. So we're really proud of that. The Call of Duty community through in-game items, like we're launching next week, and I can talk about that a little bit if you want. Every cent Activision receives from that goes directly into employment grants. We also have events like our recently completed Code Bowl that raises funds, and we partner with amazing companies like Pilot, USAA, Monster, who help us raise funds in other ways as well. So it's a variety of efforts to do that. But again, the key thing is every cent we raise goes directly to putting vets in jobs.
I know you were a Navy captain. My dad retired at lieutenant commander, and his only regret was he never got the old scrambled eggs on the bill there.
Yep, I got them. Paid the price, but I did. But it was an honor to serve. And honestly, something I do worry about, though, is I don't know if you've noticed, but the last 2 years, all the branches of the service except the Marine Corps missed their recruiting goals. Mm. And I think it's a lot of that is tied to the perception of how veterans do after their service, right? The most important influencers for why people join the service in the first place are teachers and parents. If they think that veterans aren't having good outcomes after the service, they're not going to recommend these kids go into the service, these young men and women. And so it's so important what we do that we prove that, you know, veterans can have great economic outcomes after service. They're wired to be successful. We just need to enable them, you know, with the right coaching, the right support. And so it's not just a nice thing to do for veterans. It's not just something the country owes veterans. It's a national security imperative. If we're dependent on the all-volunteer force, and good people are not going to join if they don't think there's going to be good outcomes afterwards.
And if people are wondering how they can help, for me as a gamer, the number one thing, like I look at that Valkyrie pack,
And that's the Call of Duty Endowment Pack, and you get some pretty cool merch, the helmet, the chopper, a couple of boosts, an assault rifle, a pistol. That was at a pretty good pack there, and that's a great way to help. It's a win-win.
And Valkyrie was an awesome pack, but we've one-upped ourselves. So this Friday, the Warrior Pack is out. And we worked with a retired and decorated Navy SEAL to create the pack. We've been doing this Warrior Wednesday series where we've been slowly teasing it, but Friday it'll be out, and I think people are going to be pretty floored. It's the best pack we've ever done. Activision has been amazing partnering with us on this. We're so pleased with the results, and we think the community will be too. You know, what's really cool is not only is it an actual veteran, combat veteran that we're, you know, that inspired the pack and that we collaborated with. The devs who worked on it, there was a dev who worked on it who's a veteran, and you'll see through some of the content we put forward, one of his SEAL buddies is actually an employee at Activision, so we had him do an interview with him to promote the pack as well. So it's an all-in Activision veteran effort, so I think everybody's going to be super pleased with this pack.
The Warrior Pack, Modern Warfare 3, it is here. Make sure to support Call of Duty Endowment. You support, as you just heard, every penny goes to the vets and getting them employment after they have served and protected us. Dan Goldenberg, thank you so much for your time, my friend. Good stuff.
Thanks, Rick. Great to talk to you, as always.
All right, and I'm telling you, that's a win-win. You buy that cool stuff, you support the troops, and you can't go wrong with that. I'm Rick Tittle. We will take a quick break, and we will come on back on Sports Byline.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, and you can chime in at any point at 1-800-878-PLAY. It is 40 after, though. This is the time that I give away the brand new game, and you can win it by just answering a very simple question that I'll give to you in a second, and the second correct answer. That's right, second correct answer will win the game. Once again, rick@sportsbyline.com. The game is called The Invincible. And this is developed and published by Starward Industries. It just came out last week. It's for the Xbox X and S, the PS5, and the PC. I have it here for the PS5. Rated M for mature, strong language, violence. Here's the summary. The Invincible is a first-person sci-fi thriller set in a retro future timeline. Waking up as a space scientist on a hostile planet, you will embark on a mysterious mission to find the missing crew of your spaceship. And this is based on a novel back in 1964. It's got really cool cover art with a skull inside an astronaut helmet buried to the neck in the sand with like a planet with rings. It looks like a moon with rings behind it. It has not got amazing reviews, I will say. But my question is this a game about space, or is this a game about a wrestler? Once again, The Invincible, if you can tell me if it's about space or a wrestler, send your answer to rick@sportsbyline.com. Second correct answer will win, and you will win The Invincible from Starward Industries, developed and published for the PS5. There it is. And I will let you know the other new releases coming up this week in just a couple of minutes. Lines are available at 1-800-878-PLAY. I remember I said I was going to give out the Modern Warfare 3. I'm also going to be giving that out next week. But if you want to write me another email requesting it, I might be able to do that as well. rick@sportsbyline.com for the PS5. Hint, hint. Hush, hush. All right. The Call of Duty Modern Warfare maps. These are maps that we have seen before. There's no doubt that we have seen these maps before. And that's the thing that kind of makes it cool in a way, right? Because we want to have some nostalgia. But on the other hand, do you say, well, we want nostalgia, but do you guys want to get off your cans and make some new maps? You know, what's that all about? Or as they say in Canada, what's all at a boot? And you say, well, you know, that's something that absolutely is true as well. You could totally take that way of looking at it. But I think there's a lot of nostalgia wrapped up in these maps. And it's kind of fun to see them done in a new way, right? And to have different modes of gameplay put into them as well, which I think is what they've been trying to do. And look, there's a reason why this is one of the biggest franchises in the history of the world when it comes to video games. Because this is what we want, you know. We like what we like, I guess is what I'm trying to say. We like what we like.
and let's just get to them. We have Afghan. That's the classic. You go through desert canyons around a giant plane crash site. You have Derail. It's another map with a ton of wreckage, this time from a train. And Derail is also in the snow. You have Estate. You probably instantly recognize the huge isolated lodge supposed to be in the Caucasus Mountains. That's the Estate. You battle around the property in the woods itself. It always feels like there's always a window in. That's a thing. There's always a back door where someone can get you. There's a favela. Of course, favela, named for the slums of Rio de Janeiro. Hope that didn't offend anyone, but it's true. The sort of a lot of narrow paths and rooftops. It's kind of a giant free-for-all. High rise, it's a medium-sized map. That's the rooftops of two skyscrapers, and it's connected by a central work site. And that can be a bit much. It sort of feels like you're on one side and the other team's on the other side, and then you kind of, who wants to like poke their head into that no man's land? Invasion is another medium-sized map. And that features war-torn streets and a lot of buildings that provide cover, probably fighting down streets and narrow lanes. You got to move quickly. Karachi, medium size, a lot of paths. You can climb and dart around. A lot of people can get behind you in that one. Quarry. Quarry is one of the more iconic MW3 maps because it has a lot of different lanes that you can go around, medium to long range combat. The thing about the quarry map, it does not look exactly like the other quarry map. There's a lot more marble in it, but I still liked it. There's Rundown. Rundown is set in a South American village. It's very lively. Most of the action takes place in a tightly packed group of buildings in the middle. And then, of course, you have Rust. And Rust is like a knife fight in a phone booth. You have Scrapyard. You have Skid Row. Skid Row was one of my more favorite ones. And they do make it look hella ghetto-ish. Subbase is pretty self-explanatory. I always like it if you have the cojones to actually stand on the sub and not get gunned down. Terminal is back. Underpass, the freeway. Wasteland. Now, with the ground war, there's the Levin Resort. It's a luxury location, swimming pools and a shopping area. And it's now abandoned. You have the Orlov military base. You might remember that one. That one used to be the one that had all the tanks in the original one. There's more like gas containers there and a bunch of bunkers. The Popov power plant was supposed to be in Uzbekistan. No, I'm sorry. It was fake. Urzikstan, as they called it. And you're fighting in the plant's cooling towers and containment structures and it's a very easy one to flank as well. War mode, Operation Spearhead, another large-scale Urzikstan map, linear corridor within the Orlov military base, and you kind of work towards cleaning out the anti-aircraft defenses as a team so that the tanks can be airdropped. Then you'll be advancing alongside the tanks to launch site while you'll be setting up missiles to override the complete operation. What that is from World War II. Remember? They're building a bridge. They're building a bridge. It's like you were the German guy, and instead of speaking in German, he spoke with a German accent in English. And whenever they tried to get across that little valley there in France, they're building a bridge. Please construct the bridge so that our troops can get over. That guy's voice was too funny. So that's kind of a little nod that way as well. And then if you remember, if you walk next to the tank, it'll go forward, and you can actually jump on the top. So there are a lot of different little areas from different games that they have put together. So, like I said, the The post-launch maps, we don't know exactly just yet, but there are rumors that we're going to get Farm 18 and Shoot House. I'm surprised that Shoot House isn't already in, because you think about having 24/7 Shipyard. Here's the other thing that I didn't realize until it happened. Like 2 days before launch, which was the 10th, so on the 8th, it says, you know, there's always an update when you play COD Modern Warfare 2. And apparently I put 209 hours in it. 209 hours well spent. And it said, yeah, you don't have room for this download. So I had to delete a couple other games. I'm like, what is this download? And what it is that even if you don't buy it, they make you put in your PS5 or your Xbox Series X or S or your PC, they make you take Modern Warfare 3. And then it's in there. And then you have to pay for it. And it says, like, well, you want to play this or you want to keep playing the old stuff? But you have the new game. You just can't access this unless you pay it. The cool thing about it is all the stuff you earned in 2, you can bring with you. Once again, all the stuff you earned in Call of Duty and Modern Warfare 2, all the guns, you bring it all with you. You start your rank over, but you still get all your stuff. And that, to me, is pretty cool. All right, more on that as we play. Let's take a look at the new games, Tuesday releases, unless otherwise noted. Asterix and Obelisk, Slap Them All. That's on all the big boy systems. When I say that, that's the 1, the X and the S, the 4 and the 5, the Switch and the PC. Spirit T, PC, Xbox One, X and S, and Switch. Super Crazy Rhythm Castle is on everything but the Switch. Ark Survival Ascended, X and S, and PC. Astral Ascent, 4, 5, Switch, and PC. Boiling Point, Road to Hell, is a PC game. Gods of the Twilight, this is Linux, Mac, and PC. Showdown in the Badlands, this is for your phone and also your PC, and that's the, of course, your Android and your iPhone. Hogwarts Legacy finally makes it to the Switch. Controversial Home Computer Heroes Collection 1 on the PC. Karma Zoo, X and S, PC, 5 and Switch. Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl 2 is on everything. Refined Self, the personality test game, is on your phone and the PC. Super Crazy Rhythm Castle on the Switch. Ticket to Ride on the PC. It's a train game. UFO Robot Grandizer, The Feast of the Wolves, everything but the Switch. American Arcadia is on the PC. Checkmate Showdown, PC. Lake Season's Greetings, PC, X and S, 4 and the 5. Teardown, PS5, and X and S. The Last Faith, this is a knight in shining armor game, is for everything, including the Mac. And we'll also have Wizardum. Wizardum is on the PC. We will take a quick break. We'll come on back with the cheat code. We will do that next right here on the Video Game Review.
Attention homeowners. It's not if something's going to break, it's when. That's homeownership. If your dryer, your refrigerator, or your AC and heating breaks, that's an expensive call. And who do you call? Make it easy on yourself and call Choice Home Warranty. We've already done the research and have access to 25,000 technicians that can be at your home quickly. We've covered close to 2 million homes in the United States. There's a good chance your neighbors work with us. Call us right now before the next breakdown. We'll tell you everything that's covered in your home and give you the first month free with our ironclad 30-day money-back guarantee. Call now and learn how to get your free month.
800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. That's 800-392-7027.
Limitations and exclusions apply. First month free with purchase of single plan. Visit choicehomewarranty.com for more details.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
All right, thank you for that. It's time to close out the show with the cheat codes. Send your request to older games to rick@sportsbyline.com. Once again, rick@sportsbyline.com. I have one here from Al. Al wants to know the debug for Sonic the Hedgehog 2. We're going back to the Genesis. Sega! Well, if you want to debug, first of all, go to the music menu and play track 19. Then 65, then 09, and then 17. Then hold A and press start. Once again, play track 19, then 65, then 09, then 17. Hold A and press start. You will get the level select. And then from there, if you play tracks 1, 9, 9 again, 2, 1 again, 2, 4, press A and hit start, and you'll get the complete debug menu, and you can tinker with the game however you want. Once again, play tracks 1, 9, 9, 2, 1, 1, 2, 4. Press A and hit start, and you will debug Sonic the Hedgehog 2 on the Sega Genesis. EA Sports. It's in the game. No, Rick, that's not it. Oh, sorry. Sega. Hey, thanks for tuning in to the video game review. We'll do it again next week. Come on back on Sports Byline. Until then, keep on playing.